Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. In this edition, we're joined by Sergio Farache, Senior Vice President of Strategy, Innovation, Cloud, and M&A for Tech Data, to discuss the distributor's new cloud solution factory strategy, an approach to offering solution providers more fully developed cloud solutions. We'll get into how the solutions factory differs from what they've done in the past in the cloud, and of course, how partners with differing levels of experience and skill in deploying cloud solutions can take advantage. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. My chat with Sergio Farache.
Sergio, thanks for taking the time.
No, thanks to you, Rob. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again, and we're here today to chat about Cloud Solutions Factory, a new cloud offering from Tech Data. I guess to throw it open, can we start, you know, with the real generalities of what is Cloud Solutions Factory and how does it differ from what you guys have been doing in the cloud business thus far?
Yeah, thank you. The Cloud Solution Factory is a combination of human resources, of course, high technically qualify, in addition to some people, of course, specialize in the go-to-market model and the identification of needs in the market, in combination with a set of technologies. Some of them we acquire, IP that we acquire, other has been developed in the organization that facilitate or give us the opportunity to produce pre-architected, validated configurations of multi-products that we can easily deploy to address specific business outcomes needs or specific automation needs in the business side. Then to make an analogy with things that we did in the past in this concept of solution aggregation, if you remember when we was in the converge and hyperconverge initial phase, we identified the complexity for our partner ecosystem to put all those pieces together, meaning a typical converged solution brings 162 boxes that you need to put it together, then you need to ensemble the racks, then you need to identify the proper firmware versions with the proper operating system, do quality assurance, and guarantee that all those things are together, put it well in a way that then we can ship to the partner ready to go. Instead of the partner doing that in his place and benefiting at the same time for the scale that we have and the quantity of repetitions that we did in that process. Now, when you move to the virtual world, the things honestly didn't change much. Meaning, when now you need to build a backup solution, or when you now need to meet a specific disaster recovery solution. Exactly the same. Now you have a component that is infrastructure as a service, as an example, in one of the clouds, Azure, as an example. Then you have the need for a specific set of software that will create the capability to manage data. You can take the example of NetApp ONTAP, or you can take Beam as a backup solutions. And then you need to guarantee that all those versions and deployment are done correctly. You probably need some elements to manage bandwidth, et cetera, et cetera. Then the partner that was a NetApp partner probably is not familiar in detail with the Azure environment. Then for him, it's a challenge until he gained all those skills to really address that situation. Then as an example, we just released Microsoft NetApp ONTAP on Azure, you know, on Microsoft Azure. Then as a consequence, the partner can go to StreamOne, that is our digital platform. He select NetApp ONTAP on Azure. He introduced a few parameters that describe the environment that he's trying to deploy. And we basically deploy for him. We basically pre-architect that solution with our solution factory. We validate that all the versioning is correct. And the technology that we use will play the role of orchestrator. We make the provision. And then in StreamOne, you can control the management and the billing process for those services. And StreamOne at the same time will deal with the complexity of consumption models and subscription models working together. Then that process provides the same benefit that in the past the integration centers that we built in the physical world did for Converge. Now the Cloud Solution Factory is providing the same benefits in the context of the virtual world, where the partners will find all this information already architected, validated, provisioned, and with the capability to manage all the billing process.
All right. So to what degree are these sort of pre-integrated and what degree are they sort of various capabilities brought together based on specific customer needs?
Yes. The way that we are approaching this Cloud Solution Factory is that we are creating a roadmap that is built in agreement with partners, vendors, and market studies that reflect what are the areas of opportunities where we have the biggest capability of success. And as you know, the people is not going to the cloud to go to the cloud. They are going to the cloud because they are specifically addressing some problems or moving some workloads. Then what we are trying to do with this solution factory is, again, facilitating the motion of those workloads that are needed. And we firmly believe that the cloud world will be a hybrid world. Then a big piece of the effort that we are putting on the table, as I explained to you with the example of NetApp, is enabling that hybrid operation to work, because now you can go to StreamOne, you deploy NetApp on top on Microsoft Azure as an example, and then you take your on-premise storage solution in NetApp and you connect both, and now with NetApp on top, that is their operating system, you can enable basically how you move data from one place to another, either for long-term data, either for a specific or additional capacity or backup capacity that you need in the table. Then the idea behind these solutions is address specific market needs, and we are taking input from different sources, the market itself, the studies that are available, the vendors that are telling us where are the priorities, and the partner requirements that we receive.
All right, you touched on backup and a couple others, but what kind of solutions can we expect to see at a Cloud Solutions Factory, both now at launch time and kind of in the near future?
Yeah. Now again, we are going at the beginning, because it's the way that everything starts is in a more simplistic way, with click to run solutions in more horizontal areas, as I described, the backup side. Then another example that we did recently release is Red Hat RHEL on Azure, or in a way that we automate all the deploy the Red Hat RHEL environment in the cloud. Other example is we are working now with the new license agreement that Autodesk released, that enable partners to provide Autodesk on the cloud to release those type of things. Veeam is another example, etc. Are several players in these horizontal technical areas that are already in the roadmap. And then we will evolve with the learning that we are having in that direction to more vertical context solutions. As an example, we have several solutions that we create on our IoT side of the house, where they have more business-oriented vertical solutions, parking management as an example, where we will combine physical elements with virtual elements. And finally, doing all this, we have been learning all the components that are needed to create these solutions, and in the platform, we are enabling that orchestration capability and provision capability, and probably at the end of the year, we will open that capability for others in our platform to create their own solutions and populate those solutions back. Then it's a roadmap that will be evolving across the year and expanding in a specific either horizontal areas that we identify that are massively need, vertical targets that are associated to a specific business results, or expanding the capability for others to create their own solutions and populate it as part of the ecosystem model that we are trying to create.
Okay, very cool. So there's a couple of engagement models with partners that immediately come to mind. The first is sort of the partner who maybe doesn't have the cloud expertise, experience, or bench set to build some of these for themselves, sort of as a as an easier on-ramp to some more advanced cloud solutions, as it were. And then the second is, of course, for those who have the skill sets but want to hand off some of that integration work and possibly speed up the sales cycle. Can you speak a little bit to where you see sort of the most logical and most frequent interaction points with the channel around Solutions Factory?
Yeah, totally agree in that consideration. There are different layers in this process. Then let's start with the first one that you mentioned, that is the partner that not necessarily have all the skills. Then in addition to Cloud Solution Factory, we announced a few months ago Practice Cloud Builder.
Right.
And that is the foundation for that partner to engage with us. We make an assessment of their competencies. We identify the gaps that partner has. And we help them with this methodology to evolve in a greater stage of their knowledge and at the same time technical capabilities associated to cloud. Then are some specific solutions that are suitable to that specific partner that is in the starting point that are simpler in their context than others that can require more high skill elements. Then Practice Builder end with the technical skill set, and now we are adding solutions as another component of that methodology to guarantee that evolution of the partner. The second layer that you described is this partner that already have those capabilities, but he can benefit from the Solution Factory because he will reduce the need for something that is replicable as this solution. That will give them major differentiation because he will have unique type of things to offer to their partner, will reduce the time to market because imagine to need to put this team of engineers' capabilities together is very expensive. Then, and finally, will give them the ability to manage that solution in a digital end-to-end from the request to the provision to the billing process. Then they can focus more on the consulting side and the managed services side where the profit really is. Then again, the Solution Factory will serve to a beginner partner to be more involved in more complex but simple solution in terms of deploy, and will help the high-end partner in the context of time to market, reduce costs, and maximize the management of those solutions.
All right. Now, this is a global rollout, a global effort. To what degree will this vary sort of from market to market, from geo to geo, either based on sort of technology components or based on sort of overall go-to-market strategy behind it?
Yeah, at least in the initial approach, we are obviously targeting the solutions that we have clearly provided and bring to all the markets. Mm-hmm. In some cases, in some markets, could be that we don't have that specific representation of a specific product. And in that case, what we are doing instead of not doing that is basically open the concept of bring your own license. Meaning if I have the ability to provide this solution, but I don't have the ability to sell that one component, we give you the ability to put your license ID. We check that is valid and we deploy it in that way. Then, in some way, we are not necessarily limited by that side. The other thing is that the platform is a global platform. Then, in some way, that gives us the ability that once the solution is created, we can really very fastly deploy across all the markets. The only customization usually is more related to language and currency elements, and in some cases could be associated to legal terms when you combine more than one product from different vendors. Are some legal aspects that need to be considered, but in general has been something that we can deal with. The second phase that I explained to you where we introduce some physical asset is a little more complex. And the final phase, that is when we open the door for others to provide, will have some curation and legal limitations in terms of reduced liability for everybody in the motion. It's a process. We are starting, and we have already several solutions deployed. And quarter by quarter basis, we will introduce additional solutions. The idea here is not to create thousands of solutions because that don't make any sense. We will be very careful to address specific requirements, needs, and curate those solutions in a way that we only keep those that are successful and make sense for the community.
The only other thing I really wanted to ask about was kind of what you saw as next steps, and I think you covered that. Is there anything else you guys wanted to make sure we covered off before we wrap up?
The only thing that I will add is that this is associated to a significant transformation that TechData started several years ago, and okay. The integration with the TS acquisition gives us the skill set and the capabilities combined to really address this concept of solution aggregation. At the same time, the market is not buying cloud again as a transactional model. Right. The cloud need to solve a specific problem and need to understand that it's a hybrid world that need to be addressed. Then a big effort behind this offer is to create the proper content, but at the same time, really enrich the value of the proposition that the partners will bring to end customers in a way that they engage to really drive consumption associated to these solutions. The solutions are always associated to workloads, are not associated only to infrastructure as a service.
Sergio, appreciate you taking the time.
No, thanks for you. Thanks to you for the interview and happy to help if there's any additional questions.
So there you have it, the news on Cloud Solutions Factory from Sergio Farage. I'd like to thank Sergio for making the time to do the show. Thank Tech Data Canada for its continuing support of the site, and perhaps most importantly, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back as usual on Thursday, as we're joined by Larry Trevarthan, Director of Business Imaging at Epson, for the final edition of this year's New Year's podcast series. We'll cover off Epson's push for the channel, how it feels it's differentiating itself both in terms of technology and channel programs, and how it's growing the channel business across Canada. We'll also touch on where he sees the market going in 2019. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.